Hallelujah. I'm so glad to know Jesus. I'm so glad that he's my friend. Because everything at that name, demons tremble. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the power of Jesus.
There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. 'Cause there's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior.
Say, there's no name.
There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our
Savior. Open up your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
That is greater, that is stronger than our Savior.
Yes, you are.
There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior.
Open up your mouth and give him some praise.
That is greater.
Greater,
that is greater,
stronger,
that is stronger
Just then like that, I'll we don't say, need even any number. Say, there's no name. Oh, yeah.
That is great. That is stronger than I'll say.
Lift up your voice and say,
there's no name.
There's no name.
That is great.
That is greater.
That is stronger than I'll say.
One more time, say, there's no name.
No name. That is great.
That is stronger.
That is stronger.
There's no name greater. We live in a world, in a society, in a culture where they're trying to dilute the name of Jesus, trying to defame the name of Jesus. There's a thought that says that how can Jesus even be the Savior? They have the theology that the letter J wasn't even created, so how can Jesus be the Messiah? How can Jesus be the Savior? Well, I got news for him. A, B, C, D, E, F, and G wasn't created even then at that same time. But we don't worry about the letter J, because it's not the letter J. We're not even worried about the alphabet, because it's not the alphabet that saves. It's Jesus that saves. Yeshua HaMashiach. It is Jesus that saves. You know, the name Jesus means Savior. So whether it's with a J, a Y, a Q, whatever it is, we believe that God sent his son to die on the cross, to pay a price that you and I could not even begin to pay. It's Jesus. Come on, it's that name that is above every name. It is that name, Jesus. It is that very name that demons tremble. It is that name, Jesus. That's why the enemy don't want us calling on Jesus, because he knows that the moment we call on the name of Jesus, sickness has to flee. Demons tremble and they have to flee at the name of Jesus.
There's no name that is greater, that is strong. Then I'll say, there's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger than our Savior. There's no name that is greater, that is stronger.
God says he esteems his name above all things, that he has given his son a name above all things. I want to declare to somebody this morning, whatever you can put a name to, his name is above that name. Whatever you can declarate and declare a name to, God has placed a name above that name. If you can call that thing sickness, if you can call that thing poverty, if you can call that thing lack, if you can call that thing cancer, if you can call that thing high blood pressure, if you can call that thing leukemia, if you can call that name poverty, if you can call that name repossession, if you can call that name divorce, if you can call that name mental illness, whatever you put a name to, he's giving it a name above every name. A name above every name. A name above every name. That name is stronger. That name is mighty. It's at that name. At that name, every knee shall bow. It is at that name that every tongue shall confess. It is at that name, Jesus. That's why the enemy is trying to shut our mouths for calling upon Jesus. Because the enemy knows at that name he has to bow. For it's at that name we'll have to confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. It's at that name. Now, if you got breath in your body this morning, I want you to take a deep breath and call upon the name Jesus as loud as you can. One, two, three, go. Right, Pastor Frankie, I saw the devil was running down the hall and clean dead smack up out of this building. Hallelujah. Thank you. Can we keep clapping our hands for the worship this morning? Take a selfie with them this morning. Tell them welcome to the house of God this morning. Take a good old church picture with them. Amen. Get your makeup ready. Hallelujah. Love on somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Bless your name, God. We bless you in this place, God. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you in this place, God. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise which is due to you and you alone, God. We bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Like some people who love one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing some great and some mighty things. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Am I on? Can y'all hear me out there? Praise the Lord. We bless you in this place, God. Come on, clap your hands one more time. Let's celebrate King Jesus in this place on this morning. God is good. He is amazing. Hey, why don't you look to your left and your right, look at a miracle.
looking at a miracle. You're 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 looking at somebody who has braved the storms of life, have gone through trials and tribulations, dangers seen and unseen, told and untold, going through issues. Matter of fact, in the midst of an issue right now. But yet they have found themselves in the house of the Lord. Going through it right now, the pressure is real high on them. The pressure is upon them, but yet they're still in the house of the Lord, giving God praise. Hallelujah. You know, that's why the Bible says that forsake not the assembly of the believers, the gathering. I told our leaders the other day that that gives the connotation of like to stimulate one another. The Bible says don't miss the opportunity to stimulate one another. See, you're a testimony. And your life is waiting to testify to somebody. And watch what happens when you gather with other believers, that when you get in the midst of other believers, you have a stimulation for the house. Somebody's waiting for you to stimulate them. That's why the Bible says don't miss this opportunity to be a stimulation. Somebody is going through it right now, and you came into the house of God with a similar testimony. You're going through it as well, but you're in the house with your hands lifted. You're in the house giving God glory and praise. And that person who is going through right next to you, they're looking at you wondering, how in the world can you be praising God with what you're going through? And if you can go through it and still praise God, surely I can. So you're stimulating somebody. That's why every Sunday you should find yourself in the house of God, because somebody's waiting for your stimulation. Somebody's waiting for you to testify to them. Somebody's waiting for you to sit next to them and to give God glory, so that can unction them to give God glory. Forsake not the assembly. Hallelujah. And listen, we have people watching every week. As I told you, we give God glory since we upgraded our streaming service. We have over 500 plus people viewing online every week. And that's great. I thank God for the technology to reach people around the world. But you got to find yourself in the house of God. You got to find yourself in the midst of God's people. Why? Because you help stimulate. You can't stimulate nobody over YouTube. You can't stimulate nobody over Vimeo. No, you got to, in Facebook. No, you got to get in the presence of God's people. For two or three are gathered, there he shall be in the midst. You got to find yourself in the house of God with other believers, so that y'all can stimulate one another, so we can give God praise together. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you stimulate me. You stimulate me. Yeah. Tell your other neighbor, I'm encouraged by you. I'm encouraged by you. I'm encouraged by you. I'm encouraged today. Somebody came down with their head down, but they got a hug at the door, and now their head is lifted up. Hallelujah. You have to praise and worship like that, man. Your soul got to be rejoicing right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, they stimulating each other still. Praise God. Y'all look like y'all need to be stimulated. Come on. Stimulate some folk. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If your neighbor don't have a smile on the face, give him one of yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the wonderful name of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Welcome, Elevate Church. Welcome first time, second time, and third time guests. We're so elated that you have decided to fellowship and to worship with us today. And don't count it strange. We do things strangely around here. We just led of the Spirit of God. And we're just a bunch of people that love Jesus. Amen. And we don't do church as usual in this place. Let me give you a prime example. Watch this. Don't be startled. Elevate! Elevate. See, for y'all first time guests, y'all want to be a part of that. I know, so I'm going to do it one more time, just because I know it's itching you right now. You're like, I hope he do it one more time so I can be a part of that. Elevate. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, attendance going to be down next week. I like them folk crazy. I ain't going back to crazy folk, praise the Lord. But we're just a bunch of people that love God. And I was telling our servant team on yesterday, it's high time for us to end doing church as usual. It's time for miracle signs and wonders. People are dying by the thousands. People are going astray from the things of God, being led astray. And really, it's just Bible prophecy being fulfilled. That it says in these days that even the very elect, the ones who, you know, who are so close, even the very elect, the highest, even they. That the Bible talks about this great falling away of people falling away from the faith. That there will be doctrines that are created of men, doctrines of demons and doctrines of men that will cause itching ears, and people will draw and nap, and they'll be drawn to these different doctrines because it makes them feel good, because it justifies the sin that they're in, because it justifies the lifestyle that they choose to live. And because this gospel is not popular amongst a lot of people, they create other doctrines and other gospels. Watch this, the gospel is good news, so they try to find other good news. Our president called it fake news. So they're looking for fake news. Yeah, quiet. They're not looking for the good news that Jesus saves, that Jesus delivers. They're looking for fake news that fits the direction that they're going in. Because the good news, the gospel, when it's preached to you the way it's supposed to be preached, no matter which direction you're going in, it causes you to make a about turn, to head in the other direction. That when you hear the gospel, and the gospel now hits you in your heart, wherever you are in life, whatever you have chosen to do in life, whatever you've chosen to be in life, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached unto you, it changes you. And even though you think you're doing good, and even though you think you're okay, and even though you think you're a good Christian, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Glory to God anyhow. Bless you, my daughter. You know, you got it all down packed on the outside. You got the link, yes, blessed and highly favored. How you doing today? Blessed and highly favored. Blessed of the Lord. You know, you got it down real good. Even in that, that when the gospel hits your heart, it causes illumination to point out those things in your life that God wants to deal with in your life. But what I love about the sovereignty grace of God, the love that God has for us, that he won't even allow you to be exposed in public. He'll deal with you in the private. He'll give you that opportunity before the curtains are pulled back. He'll point to that thing in your life and he'll say, hold up, before the lights come on, you better deal with that. Before the veil is pulled back, he says, hold up, daughter, hold up, son. You got some stuff in you that I really don't care for right now. I don't know about you, but when I lay in my bed at night, God deals with me. The stuff that I think, the stuff that I say, the stuff that I want to do. God said, before you stand before my people, deal with that. Because we don't get it right all the time. Our flesh is an agitator. I don't even know why I'm here, but I'm here now. Your flesh is an agitator. And I don't care how long you've been saved, how much words you got in your flesh will agitate you. It'll provoke you to do some things you know you ought not be doing. It'll provoke you to say some things you know you should not be saying. And you'll be talking to your spouse, and then something just come up. Whoop, 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 bop, whoop. You'll be driving down the highway, and somebody cut you off, and before you know, up, up. Y'all don't do that. I'm just talking about me right now. I'm just, you know, just saying. I'm still on the altar. We're all under construction. But your flesh will agitate you. And God's so loving that he'll deal with you in those dark moments of your life. Behind closed doors. He'll begin to deal with you in your thoughts. And the intents, the very intent of your heart. Woo! The very intent of your heart. Not your actions, the intent of your heart. You hadn't even done it yet and God's still dealing with you.
You hadn't even formulated a plan to carry it out, but God,
hallelujah. Somebody need to be set free this morning.
Maybe, thank you, Holy Ghost. Maybe that's what it is. You had some intents in your heart that God wants to deal with this morning. You woke up excited to come in the house of God, but there's some intents in your heart. Some things you purpose to do. Some things that you kind of just thought about doing. And God wants to deal with those intentions this morning. That's you this morning. Matter of fact, let's all just lift our hands this morning. Father, I declare and decree in this place the very intent of the heart of man in this place and woman, God, that you would begin to deal with, oh God. Father, before the platform of public policy, God, and public appearance, I pray, oh God, that you deal with the very intent of our hearts this morning. The thing that we thought of, God, the thing that we thought about, God, the thing that we purposed to do, God, deal with it, Father. Father, do it in the darkness of your shadow. Ooh. Be a refuge that we can run in, God, and find safety in your humble abode, God. That we'll be placed upon your potter's wheel, God, to be molded and to be fashioned, oh God. That everything, oh God, that is not of you, you would uproot, God. You would pluck it up, God. Take it by the root. Pull it out, oh God. Prune it away, Father. Cut it away, oh God. That we could be a living example, Father. A living sacrifice, God, laid upon your altar. Father, raise the blade, God. And consume your sacrifice. Cut us away, oh God. Cut us away, oh God. Every wicked thing, God. Every foul thing. Cut it away, oh God. Do it now, Jesus. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Cut away, oh God. Do it now, Father. Do it now, God. Every malice, God. Every wicked intent of our hearts, God. Every hatred, every anger, every bitterness, every discord, God. Every dissension, God. Cut it away, oh God. Cut it away, oh God. Do it, Father. Do it, God. In the name of Jesus. I shall do it, God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you the glory. We give you the glory, God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the glory, God. We lay it at the altar, Father. Never to pick it up again. We'll never turn to the left nor to the right to see it, God, not even to get a glimpse, Father. And Father, if we ever desire so, Father, to look back, let us tumble and crumble to the ground as salt. So at least we'll be pleasing, God, as salt of the earth. So even in our era to turn back, God, use our era to be a blessing to the earth realm, God. That we'll fall and be salt in the ground, God. Yeah, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Clap your hands real loud. Give God some praise. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's
presence is in this place. His glory has filled this temple. I guess we go ahead and declare this holy ground. Woo. I don't know. Can I get where the microphone is? If somebody can sing that, this is holy ground. Hallelujah. What a psalm is that? Y'all come up one more time and sing. Can y'all? Hallelujah. This is holy ground. This. You faking, girl. Come on up here and sing this. Stop playing. Holy ground. Holy. Holy ground. Hallelujah. Come on up here and sing. You done stood up now.
Holy Don't move yet. Don't move. Don't move. Shh. Take it all the way down. Listen. I don't think y'all caught it yet. It said, enter into his worship. Watch. Boot camp was what month? May. We're in July now. And while we were at boot camp, we were at the altar. And we were praying over the anointing oil. And a bottle of oil spilled at the altar. That was in May. We cleaned it up in May. And the oil is flowing at the altar. Yeah. The oil is still flowing at the altar. Yeah. We cleaned it up in May. Look what God is doing. He's pouring out his anointing. Even now. It's pouring. Look. It's at the altar. The oil spilled over there, but it's pouring all over. Look. It's spilled here, but it's pouring. The presence of the Lord is in this place. The presence of the Lord is in this place. This is what the Holy Spirit told me when I heard that song, "This is Holy Ground." God pulled man out of the dust of the ground. You are holy ground. Y'all missed it. You are the holy ground of which God wants to tread upon. You are the ground that God has made holy. When he comes and he enters in into this earthen vessel, you become the holy ground that God begins to tread upon.
This is holy ground. See, this is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. so bound, bound down.
We give you glory, God. And we give you praise. And we bless your name, Father. We bless your name in this place.
From the doctor. I want to see you at this altar. I want to pray. The doctors have given up on you. They've given you a bad report. I want to pray with you this morning. Release God's healing and anointing in your body. For it's the anointing that destroys the yoke, lifts the heavy burden. You've been burdened by that report. The anointing of God is here to destroy it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, that the yoke-breaking anointing is in the house. The heavy burden-lifted power is in the house this morning. And Father, in this place, we declare healing. Father, in this place, we declare wholeness now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that you can do, God, what no man could do. And where the doctors, oh God, said it was impossible, today, God, our faith is elevated to believe the impossible. So, Father, do it now, God. Father, the expectation is high, God, that you would do it. So, Father, we join our faith with theirs on today, oh God, for you to do something miraculous. Touch now, God. Creative miracles now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Creative miracle, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Father, we won't have to wait, God. For in your book, God, there is no list, God. You only grant, God, by faith. So, Father, today she won't have to be placed on a list, God, waiting for the next one, God. The next one is here today, oh God. Now touch, God, her body. Touch her body now, God. Father, touch now. Let your power flow, Father. Ayabasha. Masa.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you now, God.
Yes, God.
No more need for dialysis, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Yabosa. Healing power now, God. Healing power now, God. Healing power now, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We declare the name above every name, God, over this sickness now in the name of Jesus. We declare Jesus the blood heals. Jesus the blood saves. Jesus the blood delivers. Jesus the destroyer. Destroys the yoke now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. you that even the thyroid gland, God. Father, now let it regulate now, God. Let it do what it's supposed to do, God. Father, we bind, God, every lip node, God. Woo! Every benign thing now, God. We thank you, Father, healing now, God. Pull it out. We thank you now, healing now, Father. It's your word has declared healing. It's the children's bread. Let her eat of that bread today, God. Heal, 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 God. Heal, heal, God. Heal, heal, God. Heal, God. Heal, God. Heal, God. Heal, God. Heal, God. Heal, God, now. In the eyes of, in the name of Jesus, Father, now we thank you. Father, we thank you now, Father. Every chemical imbalance now, Father. Let it be regulated now, Father. We thank you now, Father, for touching his body even at a young age. God, let him walk in deliverance and healing power, God. Father, first do it in his body, God. And then anoint him, God, so that the power will flow through him, Father. Father, we bind every report of the enemy now. Every misbehavior, God. Every combative spirit, we break it now in the name of Jesus. Every rebellious spirit, we break it now in the name of Jesus. Let your power and your anointing flow, oh God. For you have declared, oh God, suffer not the little ones to come unto you, Father. And Father, if we would have childlike faith, oh God. Father, work that faith within him now, Father. Do it now, God. Give patience, God. Give patience, God. Bestow patience upon the parent, God. As you do your work within a child's life, God. Touch now, Father, with a fresh anointing, a fresh outpouring of your spirit, oh God, now. Let it flow now, God, from hand to hand. Touch now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, now. Ooh, now, God, we thank you now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Bless your holy name, God. Let the Spirit of the Lord speak in this place. Prophetic word in the atmosphere. God wants to speak to his people. Speak, God. Speak, Father.
passed away on yesterday. He left a grieving family and a grieving church. The Bible says it this way, no man knows the day nor the hour, and I'm not trying to fear you into faith. But we know not the day nor the hour. This man was preparing to deliver God's word on this morning. And whether you think ill of him or not, he's a father. He's a friend. He's a brother. He's a pastor. He's a child of God. And now people are grieving this morning. When your day comes, how will they grieve for you? Will they grieve in great sorrow? Will they grieve in great joy, knowing that you have given your life to Jesus, knowing that you're spending eternity around the throne worshiping him? How will they grieve for you? When their weeping endure for a night, will they find joy in the morning when they realize that you have given your life to Christ and eternity is at your hand? Or will they continue mourning and weeping? If you're here this morning, today he's here for you. If you're uncertain about your relationship, you're struggling in your relationship with Christ, you're erring, you're on the fence, weighing to and fro, let's get it right today. If that's you today, meet me at the altar. Come. Today is the day. God, I'm getting it right today. God, I'm getting it right today. God, I want to make sure when I leave this place, God, I know without a shadow of a doubt today. I believe there's others today. You've been struggling in your faith. You've been wearing your good church face all day long, and you said to people, yes, I am saved, but truly in your heart, you're on the fence post. That's you this morning. Would you come? The biggest deception of the enemy is to tell you that you're okay. The greatest tool of the enemy is to tell you you're all right. Hakataboshah. Would you come? That's you this morning. I believe there's others that will say this morning, I'm getting it right. I'm getting it right today. Meet us at the altar. Come now. Don't wait. Move. Move now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Saints, be praying. Maybe you need to be praying for yourself. Saints, be praying. Break the enemy stronghold off your life that's telling you to sit there and be okay with the sin that you're in. That's you this morning. Break the stronghold of the enemy. Move your feet. Get to this place this morning. Don't let this moment pass you by. He's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, nor blemish. Get it right now. Get it right. Get it right now. Don't worry about the judgmental eyes that will gaze at you to say, I can't believe you're at the altar. Don't worry about them. They have no heaven nor hell to give you. And a greater judgment befalls upon them, for they judge unrighteously. A greater judgment befalls upon them. Today is the day. We're going to stop playing church. We're about to be the real church. Today is the day where no unseen thing, every hidden thing be revealed so that your soul can be healed. Because this is not about your church membership. This is about your eternal salvation. That we take so lightly. We trample upon the blood of Jesus. As though it's worthless. It has no value. We do, we say, we think, and we act like heaven is not real. And hell has no home for you. Get it right today, church. Get it right today, church. Get it right today, church. I'll wait because heaven is waiting for you. We bind that stronghold of that spirit that's causing your feet to be stagnant, that's causing the shackles upon your limbs to prevent you from moving into the things of God at this morning. Heaven is weeping for your soul. Heaven is crying out. Oh God, that we'll get it right, God. Oh, that we'll get it right, Father. Oh, that we'll get it right, God. God, what you're doing in this season, don't do it without me, God. I want to be counted in, God. I want to be included in, God. Don't let my sin hinder me, God, from moving deeper in you, Father. Don't let my wickedness, my heart's intent, God, prevent me, hinder me, God, from seeing your glory. Let you get out of your seat. He's calling you. 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 He's calling you this morning. He's calling you this morning. He's calling you. He's calling you this morning. He's calling you this morning. He's calling you. 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 It's your moment. He's calling you. This is the moment. I believe there's two others. Thank you, Father. 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 Hearken to his voice this morning. Hearken to his voice this morning if that's your move. Hearken to his voice this morning. He's speaking to your heart, your spirit, and your soul. That's you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, oh God. We bless you, God. And God, for those who have not purposed to move, Father, Father, bestow your grace upon them. Father, you know this thing called pride, God. Bestow your grace upon them. That they not die within that sin, God. They will find the hope of glory. That they too may enter in. Let your grace bestow upon them, Father. And Father, for those who have come, God, I thank you for the renewal and the refreshing of their souls. The washing and the watering, God, of their souls today, God. And everything, God, that have caused them to go astray, Father, I thank you has been washed away. I thank you, God, that has been solidified in heaven, God. It started at the cross, God, and it's finished here today at this altar. I thank you, God. Jesus, you finished it, and now it is complete. Father, I thank you. And I give you glory, Father. We worship you, God, for what you have done. We thank you for the light and the hope of glory being shined upon those today, God. That darkness has no more power. That darkness no longer looms over their lives. I thank you today, God, that they're free to walk in the marvelous light, God. They're free to walk in the truth of your word, God. They're free, God, to flee from condemnation and guilt upon their bodies and their souls now. They're free now, God, in the name of Jesus. They're free now, God, in the name of Jesus. They're free now, God, in the name of Jesus. They're free now, God, in the name of Jesus. They're free now, God, in freedom, God, in the name of Jesus. Freedom, God, in the name of freedom, God. Freedom now, God, in the name of Jesus. Freedom, God, in the name of Jesus. Liberty and freedom now, God. Free, God. No more darkness. Father, oh, shut up, God.
freedom now, God. Woo, freedom, God. Every shackle, oh God. Every fetter be loose now. Free to walk in holiness and purity now, God. Power, oh God. Freedom, Father, now. In the name of Jesus. Freedom now, God. Freedom now, God. No guilt nor condemnation, oh God. Free out of Osha. In the name of Jesus. Power. Power, God. Power, God. Power, God. Power, God. Anointing to destroy the yoke. Power, God. Power, God. Now in the name of Jesus. Power, God. Power, God. Power, God. Break every chain, oh God. The body name of Jesus. Strong man be bound. Giant arise in him, oh God. Awaken the faith, God, in him. In the name of Jesus. Now, loosed, God, and free to be all that you have created to be. That your anointing, God, will rest heavily, oh God. That he'll reside in heavenly places around your throne, oh God. He will see, God, from a heavenly perspective, God. He will see from a heavenly perspective, God. Things to come, oh God. Let your anointing, God, for your gift is without repentance, God. You gave it, God. You won't take it back. Father, now in the name of Jesus. Father, now let your mantle fall and your anointing reign, oh God, in the audible shaking. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the audible shaking. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your anointing. Father, now rest in your glory, oh God. Let us rest in your glory, oh God. Father, thank you for the testimony, oh God. Your delivering testimony. Your bondage-destroying testimony, oh God. Now, Father, give her the boldness and the courage, God, to shout out loud, oh God, that you are a deliverer.
Yes, oh God.
Give her a voice, oh God, to speak even to the nations, God, and to the communities, God, that will galvanize themselves around a false truth. Let us speak to that falsity, God. For the truth stands before them within her, God, that you are a deliverer. Do it now, God. Father, we thank you, God. Do it now, God. For a purging, oh God. A purging, oh God. Every hidden thing, God, thank you for uprooting it now. Father, we thank you, God, that every dark thing, God, we thank you for the light being shown. For shining upon it now, God. Delivering power now, 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 in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, now. A double portion of your anointing, God. A double renewal, God, of your spirit. So let a double portion of your anointing reign that would destroy every yoke of bondage, God. We thank you for the renewal now, Father. Father, we declare now, Father, that what the enemy, God, tried to put us under, God. Father, for everything that the enemy tried to tear apart, God. We thank you for solidifying today, God. Father, now let your double portion anointing rest now in the name of Jesus. Let your power flow, God. And whenever the enemy comes, God, the anointing will tell it to flee and to go. Yes. Father, let it rest now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah, Father, now. Yes. Father, now, even now. Father, now, even now. Father, now. In the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow, oh God.
bring her to higher places in you, oh God. Higher places in you, oh God. For she stand before the altar today, God, saying, Father, I want to get it right. So, Father, let this dedication, this commitment, God, be rewarded with greater glory in her life. Woo. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, God, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God, and we give you the glory, God, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, can we celebrate the King of Glory in this place? Hallelujah. Baby, you're supposed to say something, doctor. Hallelujah. Get her that microphone. Hallelujah.
I have a soft voice, everybody. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This morning, my daughter and I were talking about how the word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. And the Lord was speaking to me, and he told me to get up. He wanted me to say something. And I was holding the bag, but I can't. I have to say what he wants you guys to know. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said that this is his platform.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. This was his service. Hallelujah. He said he's not done yet.
Hallelujah.
He's not done yet. When he called everybody up for prayer for healing, he said some of you have people in your families that your hearts are heavy for. But you know what? They may not be here today, but there's no distance in prayer.
Yes.
And God is here right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To touch them in proxy. You can come with them. Because think about it. When Jesus was going through the crowds and the woman with the issue of blood.